Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. This is Misty. My first caller. Can you hear me? Hi, can you hear me? Hello, welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, excellent. Okay, can I have your name, please?
Sure, my name is Trish.
Hi, Trish, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Do you just start reading, or do you want, would like a question?
Well, you know, I'd like to have your age and your birthday, if that's okay with you.
Sure, my birthday is 9/18/70.
How old are you, Trish?
45.
Okay, so let me ask you this. It doesn't have a description on the front page there, because usually it does. It's supposed to have that up there. It tells about
you. Okay, I'm not on the website, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. That's why you asked me. Okay, well, that's something. What is it that you'd like to know, please? Trish?
I'd like to get some insight around moving or adding an addition on a home, that those type of thing, those choices.
What kind of insight?
When or if you see these things happening, how they happen, you know, discernment and selecting contractors.
Okay. Well, now, what I'll tell you is that there is some kind of work that's being done here. It comes up here. It says partial money, some now and some later. Okay. Whatever that means. This work that you're doing, are you having it done to the back? Because I'm going around the house and I come up in the back. So are you doing something in the back, Trish?
No, it's kind of both front and back.
Okay, you said nope. Okay.
And then it's more comprehensive than that.
Okay, well, where I'm at right now, I'm in the back, okay? So, apparently, we know that it can't all happen at one time. So there has to be a reason why I'm in the back here. So I would have to say there will be some partial success in the area of working on your home. Okay? So that's
okay.
The way that comes up there. Then there's going to be some kind of a delay, some kind of a little interruption there with the finances. But will it all eventually work out for you? Based on what I'm seeing here, I would have to tell you, yeah. You know, you come up on smart, lady, and you try to time things out pretty good, and you're doing a pretty good job. I'm just getting something in the back. Maybe there's going to be some kind of attention that you're going to be paying here to the back. Okay, so just kind of remember I told you that. Because whenever something comes up like that and it just eats at me like that, it's for a reason. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I would like. That's what I would like for you to know. But ultimately, overall, I'm looking at you right now. And it shows good. It says all systems are go. Just a little patient. It's going to be partial success. Ultimately, in the end, you'll have it done.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tricia. You take care now. Okay. Bye-bye. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Dejan.
Dejan. Can you spell that for me, please?
Yes, it's D-A-J-O-N.
Okay, and how old are you, please?
19.
Okay, 19. Oh, that's such a beautiful age. Okay. Excuse me. When is your birthday, please?
January the 3rd, 1996.
Okay, let's look at you. Let's look at you. Dejan, Dejan, Dejan. Okay. You're so smart, so ambitious. You're coming in here as very smart and ambitious. You're coming in here as full of ideas and so many different ways you want to go. Your mind is always moving, going, 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 doing, doing, doing. And just think big, 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 big. What is it that you're trying to find out about this evening, Dejan?
Well, I've been thinking about a certain person, and I just wanted to know how next year is going to look for them. How next year is going to play out for them.
Okay, now, let me tell you, Dejan. I read. I can't tell you exactly where it's going to land or how. You understand what I'm saying? I can only say what's coming, but I can't tell you when. I can just say it's coming. Okay, can I have that person's name, please? Hello?
Yes, her name is Chloe Moraes.
Can you spell, I just need her first name. Can you spell her first name for me, please?
It's C-H-L-O-E.
Let me, I'm C-H what?
L-O-E.
Okay, I think we got a bad connection. How old is she, please?
She's 18.
Okay. Oh, okay. She's beautifully young too. When's her birthday? Uh oh. I think we have a bad connection. Excuse me. Let me see here. Oh, excuse me. Okay, Chloe. Oh wow. Okay. I'm looking here, and I'm just gonna be straight with you about this. You know. Oh, wow. Wow, I'm trying to find the words to say it. Because she comes up so changeable. I almost feel like I'm playing frozen tag. Running around chasing her. What is she doing? Always changing her mind? I mean, has she been able to narrow down what it is that she want to do? Because she just comes up changing. You know, sometimes it looks like excuse me, she's kind of suffering from a little bit of depression or something. Can you tell me a little bit more about Chloe?
Yes.
Well, what's going on with her? I'm sorry?
Right now she's, I believe she's...
I'm sorry, Dejan. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can, yes.
Oh, my God, so you're coming in, you're coming in, like, really muffled. That's how you're coming in on me, very muffled. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, please. Oh, that's better. I don't know what you did, but that's better.
Okay,
okay. Go ahead.
All right. Right now, she works with Community Arts, so she's kind of like an artist. So she's things, and she's also kind of pretty artsy.
This is a terrible connection. Now, are you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is a bad connection, and I want to be able to hear you, because you know I think that it's only fair that you get the best accuracy I can give you. And I'm being honest with you, I can't hardly hear you. You sound like you're underwater. You know. So I want to hang up, and maybe you can come back in. I watch for you. I'll pick you up immediately. Can we can we try that, please? Let's do it like
sure.
that, okay? Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, hello? Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hi.
Okay,
hi,
I'm
how
back.
Are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, all right. Can I have your name, please?
Tasha.
Tasha. Tasha, how old are you, please?
I'm 40.
All right. When's your birthday?
6/22/75.
Okay. And what is it that you're interested in finding out about, Tasha?
Okay, me and my friend Christopher.
Okay, Christopher. Okay, how old is Christopher? Christopher, Christopher.
32.
Christopher, Christopher. And when is his birthday, Christopher?
His birthday is August 28, 1983.
Okay, and what is it that you would like to know about Christopher?
When do you see us getting closer, spending more time with each other? Like one month.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you like this. I don't do specific months, and
okay.
time is not one of my specialties either. Okay.
Okay.
But
well,
I'll tell you,
is he
a workaholic?
Yes.
Is he a workaholic? Because, you know,
yes.
I see this Christopher guy. I'm, like, looking at him right now. And I see you and I see him. And I see, like, a little bit of separation and distance here. And then
okay.
I kind of see you, like, looking at him, like, wanting to be with him. And then it's kind of like a person who takes a deep breath and some of the wind gets cut off. Okay. And it's almost
okay.
like this guy who has, he's a workaholic. Okay, work. And it's sad because it's like the more he work, the closer he gets to that dollar. It's almost like somebody on the other end pulling it back.
That's what he's going through, too. He is going through that.
So it's like he's steady working harder and somebody steady
for
pulling
nothing.
The dollar back. You know, I'm sorry. You know, so if he can just kind of relax a little bit and, you know, and try to live some life, maybe get
exactly.
his shoulders rubbed or his feet rubbed, he'll be all right. Because that's what he needs, to be honest about it.
I see that with him. I'll be like, okay, because I made plans for us to kick it with each other at the beginning of next November, but that following weekend. So I'm like, do you see that happening?
Well, I get you guys are going to come together, and I'm getting a two. It's,
okay,
it's telling me a two. So with me getting a two, I'm going to say within two weeks time. Okay, I'm going to say anywhere from two days to 2 weeks.
That's in 2 weeks. That's in exactly 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's what I am. That's what I got. Now, listen to this now. Did he just kick the habit of something, kick the habit of smoking cigarettes or something? He come up like he battling something, some kind of addiction, something he trying so hard not to do. What are he battling?
Okay.
What are he doing? Go ahead.
Well, so far, from what I'm understanding, he was saying, like, I don't drink like that, so I guess he recently stopped drinking again. Because I was like, I thought you don't drink, and he was on Facebook posting, man, I had a hard day, and he had two shots of drink, and I'm like, I thought you didn't drink. And he's like, I don't, but it's like every now and then. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I kind of got, you know, when I'm looking at this guy, he come up like he kind of, you know, battling and trying to kick the habit. And, you know, he got just all kind of stuff going
man,
on.
Yeah, he's trying to he's trying to work out a lot to avoid, I guess, to avoid that because he's always working out.
Yeah, but see, he got it all wrong. Because, see, one thing about this Christopher guy is he not focused. Let me tell you what I got with him. He want to make this money. He want to save money. I'm seeing something with purchasing property. Then on another day, he thinking about having his own business. You know, and then on another time in life, he battling this whatever it is he's trying to kick. You understand?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
He got too much going on.
He does. So, you know, I understand you want to spend more time with him, but you also want to be able to spend time with a man who can actually have his focus together, where he's able to give you attention. You understand what I'm saying? This fella Christopher, he just sounds like he's got quite a few things going on, honey. He got to work on himself first before he can really actually call himself trying to be with somebody for real. And I'm just going to be straight about and tell you the truth. I'm going to be honest. The most you're going to get from this guy is maybe a good meal and some intimacy. That's it. I'm sorry. But I just have to tell you the truth. How long have you been dealing with him? Tasha?
Yeah.
How long you been dealing with him, Tasha?
We've been dating with each other for coming up 6 months now.
Okay, and that's fine. It's been 6 months because I've been able to see it's been skip days, skip moments, inconsistencies, short visits, cut communication. So you know, and I understand. I understand that.
Because we was seeing each other all the time, and now it's like, okay, this separation period, that's all I'm like, okay, what's going on with that? So I'm like, okay, he's going through some things right now. Because I just recently started working, so now he got to go through my work schedule to see me. So I'm trying to make days of us coming together and hooking up.
Yeah, well, right now, the most you're gonna get, well, you're gonna see him within like 2 weeks. You're going to see him. But listen to me now.
Okay.
Because I don't want you to get in your mind with this commitment thing, relationship thing. I don't want you to go there in your mind with it. Okay?
Okay.
Don't go there.
Okay.
It shows romantic fling with meals attached. Okay? Whatever way you want to put it, that's how... I just read it for how it is. You know, the restaurant can be beautiful, whatever the case may be, and you guys can end up having a romantic evening. That's beautiful. But in the end, it turns out to be a romantic meal and a fling.
Okay.
Okay, honey.
Okay, and, the part of the commitment thing is not right now, because we're just friends.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have to let you know, though. I have to tell you, like, what's going on.
I already know how the relationship is between me and him right now. That's why I'm not calling him a boyfriend and he's not calling me a girlfriend. I'm just going to go with the flow of however that develops out to be. Maybe next year. I'm not sure.
But
enjoy the moment.
But, Tasha, didn't you call me to ask me about Christopher?
Yeah, I know.
But you didn't tell me specifics, did you, Tasha?
Yeah,
so,
Drew.
You know,
I'm just letting you know. I'm just glad you just give me that validation. That's what I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's all that, you know, that's what I'm here to do. Okay.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, sweetie. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right.
Hello? Hi, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi,
this is Misty. How you doing? Can I have your name, please?
This is Dejan.
Oh, you made it back. Hi, Dejan.
Hi.
Okay. All right, Dejan. Okay, now, we were talking about, I don't know her name because I scribbled her off. What's her name? Oh, her name is Chloe. Chloe,
yeah.
Let me see. Chloe? How you spell her name?
Chloe.
Okay, L-O-E. And she's 18 years old. And let me see, she's an Aquarius. And her birthday is what?
February the 10th.
February the 10th, and we got Dejan, and Dejan's a Capricorn, And Dejan's birthday is January 3rd, and he's 19. And you want to know what her future holds for her. And so then I had told you, and so then you started talking to me in regards to, I think her education or something. Would you like to pick up from there, please?
Right now she is, she does a film, and she's like a really grounded person. But as far as what's happening with her right now, I'm not really fully sure. So that's why I'm asking, you know.
You said right now she's what?
Right now I'm not really sure exactly, you know, what might be causing her depression or what's making her have all these decisions in her head, you know. But I'm just asking.
Oh, well, it's okay about the decisions and everything because based on what I'm seeing, it just comes up as kind of being a part of her nature. So that's okay. That's nothing to really become alarmed about.
Right.
Listen here. Yeah, she still has some time in regards to making up her mind and trying to come to terms with what it is she wants to do. It's just based on what I'm seeing with her right now. She does not quite know. I see sometimes, though, she goes through phases of being lonely. She don't have a boyfriend because she looks like she thinks about relationships sometimes. I'm sorry?
I think she did have a boyfriend about a year ago, I think, but they broke up. So.
Okay, because it shows she don't have a boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay if she don't know what she want to do right now. She still got some time. She's only 18.
Right.
So right now she's a little going through some changes, and I would just say, okay, you try to talk to her two or three times, because I'm looking at you. You look like you kind of sweet on her. Because I'm looking at her, and I got you over here in the corner, and you're looking at her the whole time I'm doing the reading. You're looking at her out the corner of your eye. And so when I finally turn my head and look at you, you turn around, you look straight. That let me know you got your eye on her. You got the sweets for her. You got the sweets for her?
I actually do, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here. That's special. Well, what you nervous about then? What you nervous for? Why you don't talk to her? You nervous?
Yeah.
A little bit of distance there. You know it. She can flake out a little bit, though, just to let you know. I don't know if you've seen it yet. But, you know, she's so moody, she can just flake out sometimes. Just stand back a little bit and just watch her. You know, it's okay to talk to her off and on. You know, but,
right.
Yeah, but that's probably about the most you can do with her. She changed too much. And, you know, I don't know what this is. Off and on, she kind of, you know, she kind of get a little depressed. But you can probably make her smile. Smiles is always good.
Yeah.
You know, smiles is always good. I'm getting the two of you having some kind of an atmosphere or something that you guys may share from time to time, but it looks like she goes one way and you go the other way. What's that atmosphere? Is it a mall or something? Is it apartment structure or something? What is it that put you guys where sometimes you guys are seem like you can't in the same space or something from time to time? What's that?
You know, I would love to know exactly why, actually.
It's like a store or something. Where do you see her at?
Right now, it's not coming to me right now, but I know it will. But
it doesn't come to where you see her at.
Mostly.
Well, where did you see her at the first? Go ahead.
At school, kind of, you know. Right now I'm in college, but...
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of like school? Okay.
Yeah.
that was the atmosphere that you guys kind of shared and kind of had in common a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's separation and distance now. So with the separation and distance that I see, she's in one space and you're in another space now, in different spaces?
Actually, me and her are kind of like a little bit separate, like different states.
Okay.
I didn't hear you clearly that first time. That's why I was like.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll talk to her on social media.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. But there's nothing really going on with her right now. You know, she's just a little confused and trying to make her mind up and trying to find herself. You know, I'll say it like that. Can you relate to that if I say that to you?
Yeah.
That she's kind of, excellent.
Do you see that happening over the next year? Or next year, actually?
Yeah, I see it happening quite often, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Do you talk to her on the social media?
Not as often.
Well, just try to pick it up a little bit. So are you on one of those social medias where you can like send her a burger or something, some flowers or a pop? Are you on that kind of social media?
I should. Well, actually, yes, I am actually.
You should send her a pop or a cup of coffee sometime, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. She's strange. She'll like it. Okay, Dejon.
Okay.
Well, now, was there anything else you wanted to know, young man?
I'm not sure how exactly, but I think she might have been hurt in a past relationship, but.
Well, she looked like it. Yeah, she looks like she kind of been hurt or something. But listen, this call is about to end, sweetheart. Okay, it was good talking to you, Dejon, okay? You hang in there, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, thank you for calling. Can I have your name?
Hi, this is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. My goodness, I didn't know the time was going that fast. How old are you, Alicia?
31.
Okay. When's your birthday, please?
December 7th.
And what is it that you're interested in finding out about?
I guess like a career, a way to make money. I'm at a point. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have a disability. I have a herniated disc, and it kind of impairs me from like getting out and like you know getting a job like I would have done in the past. So not very much standing or sitting can be involved. So I'm kind of like. Kind of still a little bit depressed about it and, just trying to find a way to make some extra money, you know, for myself, so I can, you know, do things for me, you know, like buy myself some clothes or, you know, get my hair done every now and then, you know, it'd be nice. And I have two ideas. I kind of just really want some guidance on which path would be the best or the highest calling for me to follow. One of them is just like working from home, like a call center type of thing. And the other is going to learn how to do like computer coding and web design. And, you know, kind of like building my portfolio and I really like working for myself from home type of thing. So, yeah, I just wanted to see with my guys and my angels. I'd say about those two options because I'm kind of like going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you know, in my mind. And I'm really tiring myself out here.
I'm listening to you. What is it that you want to know, though? That's what I'm waiting on. What is it that you're trying to find out here?
Which path would be will give me the greatest benefit?
Okay.
Because I would like to make some. I would like to, you know, earn some money. And
well, you can earn some money. Okay. I'm getting here that you can do some work at home jobs. I get here, you have to push yourself and try harder because they are there. Based on what I'm seeing, they are there. You come up as smart. I actually saw you starting school. What did you do, start and then you quit? Because I see education here. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Were you doing something education-wise and then you quit?
Yes, ma'am.
So why you don't go and pick that back up? Because that's what I saw. Okay.
I mean, I guess because it's okay. Okay. I don't know. I've never really, like, worked for myself, per se. You know, so I'm kind of, I don't know, fearful, to be honest. I'm a little bit fearful about, you know, stepping out like that. Yeah,
okay.
I never really did it before. I know I need to have more confidence and believe in myself more. But
yeah, don't be scared. You know, don't be scared. You know, go ahead, go in and do whatever it is that you wanna do. But the spirit is saying that you need to get back to that school thing. Well, with the school, what is it that you were doing? Was it something with management or something there? Because I got computers here around me, and I got some type of strong leadership role. So what is it that you were going to school for, if you don't mind me asking? Can you tell me that, please?
Sure. I was taking some, like, training classes on web design, like web coding. Like, it would basically teach me how to build a website from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really creative, and it's really creative and
well,
in demand.
Okay, well, you know, I think that you need to kind of take your time and do some more soul searching to get things in proper perspective as to what it is you want to do, simply because the education comes in stronger. As far as the job, they're there. You know, they have so many work-at-home customer service jobs, you know, that you can do. You know, but you can actually do the schooling and the work-at-home. I do it. Okay. Yeah, I did it. I mean, you know, I did the school, work-at-home. You know, it can be done. It can be done. You know,
so,
I'm still young and beautiful. You can do it.
Okay,
you know.
So you're saying the spirit is really more so showing you that the better path for me is to really do both.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. You're still young. Do it. Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you to do one. No, I'm not gonna tell you to do one. I'm gonna tell you to do both. That's right. You can do both. You know. That's the way things are today anyway. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to work and going to school, you're working two jobs. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, there's no sense in being in you at home. So why work one job and finish and then have all that extra time? You can be doing something else, you know.
Right. Yeah,
so,
I have a two-year-old too, so he keeps up, he occupies my time.
That's good. That's the better reason for you to do it. I understand what you're saying.
I
work part time and go to school.
Yeah.
You know, because
coding,
you know, that sounds good.
Yeah. It's like 3 months at a time. Like, so what I want to do is really a total like 6 months.
Oh, is that all? Oh, honey, you can knock that out. That's nothing. You're going to knock it out.
Okay.
Now,
so I'll be successful with it, I guess, because it's my thing. It's like I started so many things in the past, and they haven't really worked out like how I wanted it to, so I'm really reluctant to, like, move forward with anything like this, you know? So that's, like, the thing that's holding me back. But
well, see, you have to first, you have to understand that you're not going to get the results that you want right away. You understand? You have to realize, you have to be patient and realize that this is going to pan out eventually. Put your best foot forward. You know what it is that you're trying to do and what it is you want to get accomplished. Don't jump ahead of yourself. Okay? Because it can destroy your time and your focus for the current situation at hand. If you're only doing 6 months, you go ahead on and you knock that out. But now, before you do that, you sit up and ask yourself, make sure you got a plan. Where is it that you want to go? Where is it you're trying to go? Okay? So that you can see at the end. Because, see, I did the schooling. I did the drug and alcohol rehabilitation counselor. Okay? Mm-hmm. I worked the crisis lines. Okay? Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, that's what I love to do. Okay, I paid my kid to go to college. She's a nurse. I done bought 3 cars and put roofs on 2 different homes and, you know, this, that, and the other, la, la, la. But I'm just letting you know, it can be done. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you to do one thing. Okay?
Okay.
And I was going to school and working. And guess what? Was tired. Was rocking my head up against the wall. But guess what? I wasn't driving out there in traffic. I didn't have to worry about gas. I didn't have to worry about nobody telling me, did you punch in? You know what I'm saying? You know, I didn't have nobody telling you when I could take a break. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So those are your benefits. Those are your benefits. So you just put your foot down. But I got some other callers, sweetie. You can feel free to call me. I'll be on again tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, I've been gone for about 4 years, so I have to kind of get my groove back. My groove is not back yet.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I appreciate your reading.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. Oh, you're welcome. You can call me tomorrow, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
You take care now.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I called earlier and someone disconnected. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm fine. I'm glad to be back. I just got to take a minute to get my feet warmed back up because it's been about 4 years since I've been gone. So, but today's a good day, thank God. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. And, Anne, how old are you?
I'm 56.
56. And when is your birthday?
May 31st.
Okay, great. Smart woman. And when is it that you're interested?
I mean, we will not be disconnected, no, because I was worried that we will be, that your show ended.
Yes, it did. It did end, but it's still going. I got another caller after you. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey. So I would like to ask, what do you see for me in my love life? I mean, seriously.
Is there someone that you're seeing right now?
Not at this time. Not.
Okay. Let me see. Anne. Okay, the first thing that's being shown to me is, did you just recently, not too long ago, come back from going on a trip? Or is it that you're planning a trip? Because I got something here with a trip here.
I had a trip like 2 hours away. It was not really a trip. I just went to another city and came back the same day in the afternoon. It's not really a big trip. But if
it doesn't matter what time and how long, you know, because see, people seem to think that when you say trip, people think, oh, you got to go for days, you got to pack a bag, and oh, we're going to be gone and stay at a hotel. No. You can go to another city, drive across the border and go to another city. That's a trip.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But the reason why I ask you that is because I'm looking at you right here. Okay? And I'm kind of getting, because you're so precise in your thought process and how you want things a certain way. And I'm just kind of seeing some changes going on. I actually have three men here coming into your life. But here's the thing. I don't know if it's you that you're refixing up or if it's a property or a house or a condo or something that you're kind of reorganizing, redecorating or something. Like,
I'm not doing anything. Actually, it needs to be done, and I postpone things until December. Everything, well, I'm not going to do anything even maybe this year at all. No.
Well, let me just say this. I hear what you're saying, but what I was going to tell you is that I see three men here coming into your life, and I'm seeing here that with one guy, one of the fellows seems to come up around something that pertains to the revitalization of something pertaining to either property or something pertaining to your life enhancing, just revamping, you know, bringing the energy back, you know, and around that time, whenever this is supposed to be occurring, there's a fella that's around at that time as well. So, and then my question was going to be, were you going to be doing something different with yourself, cosmetic surgery, maybe some toning, dieting? And if the answer was going to be no, then the next question was going to be, well, what about your home? Are you redecorating, reorganizing, maybe pulling carpet up off the floor, or maybe refurnishing your floors, painting again, or, you know, something like that? And if the answer was going to be yes, then I was going to tell you that there's a man that's coming in, and he's coming in around that time when those things are starting to occur. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's three men, but there's one that's coming that's going to stay. And then there's two. Let's see what you're going to do with them. Let me look. One your date, one you'll date, the other one's not going to be your style.
Because I'm not dating anyone, I'm not on the dating side, I don't know where they can come from.
Well, that's okay that you don't know. And believe it or not, out of my 30-some years of doing this job, I think that maybe all of my callers, they always try to figure it out.
Okay, so the one that will stay, can you describe this man?
Well,
because I would like man that stays with me. I do not want just to go out and date each day.
No, guess what? I know. I know that. Mm-hmm. Nope, I can't describe the guy. I sure can't. What I was going to tell you was that of the three guys, well, there's going to be two other guys left. The one guy is going to be your guy. And of the two guys, the other guy, one of them is not even going to be your style at all. And then there's this one guy that you are going to date. Because you're going to date this guy before you get to the other guy who's going to be your man. Okay, so there's going to be a little date. Yeah, there's going to be a little date. And he knows how to date a woman, too. So you're going to date him because he's a man and he knows how to date. He knows how to treat a woman like a lady, okay?
Is someone that I know already?
No, you don't know these people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't know these gentlemen. Okay? This other fellow, I'll tell you, the one who's going to be your guy, he has keen features. Let me see. Okay. He has a very keen features. Now, let me see. You're 56. Okay, so you should know who this guy. You should know this guy when I say. When I say King Features, he's got some really good-looking. You got to excuse me. He's got some good-looking features, like Clark Gable. Okay, he's coming in with strong features like that, kind of like cut like a knife. Would you know who that guy is? You know, you're 56. You know Clark Gable. Well, he's deceased, of course, the actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he comes in with that kind of somewhat tailor-made style kind of fella coming in. Okay, this man, I don't know where you're meeting him, but he sure is coming in here. Let's see what else I can get. Let me see what else I can get for you. Let me see. I got water here, too. There's water. You went somewhere where there was water, Ann?
Yeah, I'll leave close to the water.
Okay, there we go. There's some water there. Yeah, that guy's something else, too. You know, I don't use this word often because I'm not cool, but this guy got some swag. Okay. Yeah, he looked like he put the S in swag. You know, but let's see. He smells good. I can tell you that. Not telling me much more. He's just walking away from me, going along. Yeah.
Not decoration. I'm going to start cleaning my house. There is some old stuff that sits here and needs to be moved away. So it's not exactly maybe decorating, just put new candles and remove all this stuff and clean it. Maybe that's what you saw.
Well, this fellow's coming in between December and March. Okay? So, In between that time, so look, we have all of this month. Now, between December and March can be the last day in December, okay? But you're going to meet men. And let me see here. I get more than that going on. You say candles. No, I guess, do you mess with spray paint or something? Do you do anything with
spray paint? No, I didn't plan spray paint. I just planned to to remove some old stuff and just clean it and buy a couple new candles, put these new candles, but nothing major.
Mm. Okay, well, whatever it is that you're going to do, that's what you'll be doing. Because, you know, you say that today, you know, because you can only speak for today. But in many days to come, you don't know what your inspiration may be, okay? So,
okay, see, the guy that stays with me, he will stay, like, only in March or later or earlier?
No. He's coming in around that time. He's coming in around that time. He's coming in around between December
okay,
and March.
Okay, so he's coming around December, January. Maybe I will...
No, between December and March. He's coming in December
and
March.
Is there a chance that I will move in with him? So he is not moving in here, but it will be quite opposite. I will move in his place?
Well, wow. I didn't see anything like that happening.
I had an offer just recently. That's why I thought maybe that's the same person.
Oh, no, I didn't see anything like that happening. You know, no, remember I told you that you don't know this fella. Remember I told you that.
I don't know this guy. Okay.
You don't know him, Anne. So, Anne, let me ask you something. Did you recently cut your hair and color it or something like that? Because I'm looking at you here. I'm sorry.
No, I had an appointment today for a haircut and for color, and I was not feeling well, and I canceled. So I'm trying to think, how can I reschedule it? But I'm going to be getting a haircut maybe next week, maybe even if they have time.
Yeah, I just wanted to know because it shows that the first fella that you're going to kind of be meeting, he's going to be coming in pretty soon. And it tells me here that the confirmation for me letting you know that comes in because you have to color your hair. Color it, cut it. Yeah, doing changes with your hair.
So yeah, I was going to just speak. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. First guy's coming in.
So do you think that I will be kind of more in committed relationship?
Which one, the first guy?
I don't know which one. I just want to be in a commitment.
But you're going to be in a commitment with the last guy.
Remember, there's three guys coming.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be in a commitment with the last guy.
The one that's coming in between
December and March.
Between December and March. That's when the last guy is coming.
Mm-hmm. There's the first guy coming, and he's coming in around time. There's something that you're doing with your hair, cutting, coloring, something with your hair. He's coming in.
Okay.
But he's not going to really float your boat. He's not going to really be your type. Okay?
Okay.
So you're going to kind of like let him go ahead on and go on and pass you. He's going to be number one. Then number two is going to come. Okay? Let's see what's happening there with number two. Excuse me, I was eating some candy.
I have one friend, but I know him, and he's not my type. He asked me out last month. I know him. I just don't like him. Could be him. But I have no interest in dating him.
Okay. Okay. Well, remember I told you that you don't know this person, okay?
Yeah, well, that's why I thought it's strange because I have several people that like to date me, and I know them. That's why I was thinking where they could come from.
I know, right? I was trying to see this other guy. I was trying to look here and see when the other guy was coming in and try to kind of pinpoint it, and I was getting like a dark car, like a black or a real deep dark blue, like a deep dark navy blue car or something. I'm trying to look here. Someone's fixing, getting something done with the car. I don't know if it's tires or rims or something. Let me see here. I'm trying to look. It's up in the back. It's shiny, but it's off in the back. I don't know where you live at, but excuse me, I'm getting all the lights like glitter. Is that the water? Is that the lights off the water right there? Is it glittery? It looks like it in my vision. Wow. Okay.
I live by the ocean. I live very close by the ocean.
That's so nice. Oh, wee. That's beautiful, Anne. Well, Anne, I can't see the middleman. Okay.
You know, I'm more interested in the one that will stay. As you're saying, that it's more like Clark.
Yeah, he comes. He the one that stays. He's the third man. He's the Clark Gable guy.
That's why I'm more interested in the one that will stay, even if he's the third one.
Yeah, he's
everybody
still.
Else,
you know.
Oh, it's not.
Oh,
that
listen. I know. I'm looking at you. I already know what kind of woman you are. I know that you're no game player. I can look at you and see you're no spread yourself thin kind of woman. I see it. I already know. I got you.
And you know, believe me or not, for some reason, all my life I was getting players. I don't know why.
Because you're so beautiful.
Thank you.
That's why. And they were good looking too. They were just players. But this last guy is not. He's not. You're going to be like a gem to him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah,
like
that's
a gem.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to look a gem to him. He's really got his stuff together. And it's almost like wealth surrounds him, wealth. So. Yeah, wealth. Mm-hmm.
He's wealthy?
He's financially well off.
It's okay.
But he should be, you know. That's a good thing.
Well, it's a good thing, but you know the main thing, I want someone who is kind, who has a good heart. That's more important than anything else.
Oh, I understand. I understand, and trust me, with me looking at this fella,
okay.
If he didn't, I would just tell you, oh, he's not the one for you, because he's this, that, and the other. So don't worry, I got you.
Great.
I'm here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
I think that my time, I'll probably stretch it out to an hour or so.
Yeah, that would
change my time. Because it went so fast, and then I was running through the house because I forgot I was supposed to have been on Blog Talk.
and Misty, are you using tarot or you're using something else?
I use tarot. I use the crystal ball. I use handwriting analysis. I use nothing. I mean, you know. But the majority of the time, I use nothing. Why?
I just curious to know where, how you see all these men. That's interesting. That's great.
Yeah. Well, I'm clairvoyant.
I really like to have a nice, good man in my life.
Oh, you will. You will. So you know what has to happen? You know what has to happen?
Yes.
When you meet this other guy, you know, when you're going for the coloring shampoo and all that cut.
Uh-huh.
You have to call me and say, oh, Misty, I met him.
Okay.
Just so we know that he's out the way.
Okay.
You know, or email me.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Yeah, I will watch for your program. And next time, just put your website on the chat.
It's there.
In the chat, so it will be easier to find out. I was trying to find out how can I reach you. But, well, I will look for your information Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you so much.
So let me ask you this. So when you, because I don't know how it looks on you guys in. So, like, they don't have, like, the pet pictures flashing, like, while you wait? They don't have the pictures flashing there? Because I had, like, some pictures flashing. So you can go on there. And then my card will flash. It has the website right there.
Uh-huh.
But if not,
oh,
don't worry. I'll put it up there.
Okay.
I'll put it in there for you.
But I will look for your website, I mean, for your program, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you again, Misty.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. It was very nice of you. Thanks.
You're welcome. You take care now, okay?
Sure.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
How you doing? Thank you for waiting.
Sure. No, I'm not
waiting.
And thank you for taking my call. Yeah, so my name's Donna, and my birthday is October 25th. I don't know if you need the year.
Okay, great. How old are you, Donna?
I think I just turned 48.
Oh, Donna! Happy belated birthday.
Well, thanks, I do.
Good for you, and you're my last caller.
Oh,
this
good.
Is beautiful. I got a Scorpio. Oh, it doesn't get
yeah.
any better than this.
You think?
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
you know,
come on.
I don't know if I want to see if you see any changes coming up for me for this, you know, new year for me. I don't know if that's too broad out of a question or if I can
well,
see
you
what
know
comes
what?
Through.
Let's just look and see.
All right.
Okay, wait. Let's see here. Well, first of all, you got relationships coming from the past. Wow.
Coming from where? From
the past. The past is almost like I see
is.
A man trying to squeeze through a door, a crack of a door,
wonder,
okay?
Wonder who that is.
Yeah.
Any clues?
Yep, there's relationship coming from the past. There's one thing here. I don't know.
A little bit of few.
You're single, aren't you? Because you come up reminiscing a lot. Who are you reminiscing about, Donna?
Well, I was wondering if it was going to be the one that's coming through, but I don't know. He's got a girlfriend now, so it may not be that one. Yeah. Well, that was my last boyfriend I reminisced. The one that I moved in with. Yeah. That one's, I'm trying to, move on from that, but.
Yeah, I see some reminiscing here.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some sadness.
Yeah, I'll get over it.
Don't be so hard on yourself, honey. Don't be so hard.
No.
You're a good woman. You're a good woman. You got a good heart. You love people. You mean well. You do good by people. And sometimes it's almost like you just sit back and just wonder, okay, when is my time? But what about me? What about me? When is it my time?
It'll happen.
And I see it. And your time is here. You're a beautiful person, yeah. Beautiful person. You have a healing process. I'm going to tell you straight. For the rest of this year, it's going to be a healing process for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got some healing going on.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be going through some healing for the rest of this year.
Mm-hmm.
In January, you're going to come out swinging. Not swinging, but swinging.
Yeah, I'll be stronger and just more,
Business will be shown.
Smoother. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Your head will be better in regards to money. You have creative ideas for yourself. And what you're going to do, looks like you might want to do something on the side. Something, it's like bring out the best in Donna. You know, it's just like as we get older, it seems like we kind of become in touch with our creative side of ourselves.
Right.
You know, and I can kind of see something like that happening for you. It's almost like you're reinventing yourself. You're going to be a different person.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever way the rest of this year has to ride out, let it ride out. Okay. That fellow who's trying to come back, keep everybody in the past. They're in the past for a reason. Let them stay. Don't let nobody come back. Because I see same old thing. And besides, you're not going to be trusting anyway. So they can stay where they're at. There's a new door opening for you. January is everything is new for you. Everything you're on your way. It's about you. Let me see here.
Yeah.
You had some health problems this year? You had some health scares? Was it some health scares or some health battles?
Just skin. You know, I'm real sensitive. I'm real fair skin, so I had to have a few things burnt off, you know. Other than that, nothing, inside you. Pretty good, as far as I know. I don't know what you're picking up on, but...
I'm looking at you all the way around.
Okay.
All the way around. Looking at you all the way around. You love so deep, girl. Oh, my God. Aww. You know, you love so deep. You love so deep, I can feel it in my heart.
Aww.
Wow, wait. Yeah, you love that guy. you feel like he hurt you, though.
Well, he
didn't do right.
Yeah.
You don't take people for granted. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it was a rebound. I was just, he wasn't over his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, nothing's ever going to work out if somebody's that is pining for somebody else. So,
That's right.
Well, I had to learn that one. So,
yeah.
It's all right. We got to get our heart broken.
I know, right? So next year's your year, honey.
Hopefully.
It is. No. We're claiming it. Don't forget, these are readings from the spirit. The spirit is talking through me.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
Next year is your year. I want you to know. Let me see here. strategy, getting your head together about money.
Creative on the side. Yeah, you're doing something creative on the side. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. And just thinking about you and loving you and spend more time with you, you know, than what you've been.
I do plenty of that. I get enough alone time, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Probably too much.
Well, you know, thing to get long time. And it's another thing to have time alone to love ourselves.
Yeah.
You know? So we can be alone looking at TV and be neglecting ourselves, right?
Yeah.
But you can be alone and love and be loving yourself. You know?
Yeah.
Like take yourself to dinner.
Yeah. I mean I do things for myself. Yeah. It'd be good.
So
yeah.
This is what I see coming for you. Just an overall good year.
Yeah.
Well, I can see from January to June.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
sun
see
is real bright. Nice and shiny.
Is it a new person? Probably. Well, it has to be somebody new because you don't want me to go back to the old.
Yeah.
You know, something new, a new energies.
Well,
there's
definitely new relationship here.
Yeah, I get my level for thinking process.
And not only that, but you're more focused, okay? You're more deliberate in what it is that you want.
Yeah.
You understand?
Well,
you're braver this going around. You just know.
Well,
so it's going to be very
different
for you. Okay, you're coming off as certain. You're showing yourself with certainty.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is just who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there is someone coming in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Between January and June, I can't give you specifics because the universe is doing so much with you because you're coming out of a healing period. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going into a creative period. You understand? And
doors
are starting and are going to be opening up for you. And so all of this is very, very important for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have things to look forward to. Stop being hard on yourself.
I am.
That's what you got to do, stop. Now, do you have any kind of addictions or anything?
I have addictions here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in the past. Yeah.
Okay. Are we straight now?
Oh yeah.
You take a drink sometime, Donna?
No, I never did drink. I never did do that.
Don't take no drink. Okay.
Okay. No. My dad did that. That's how he died. I never.
Okay.
Yeah,
stay straight.
I don't.
Stay straight. Okay. Stay straight.
Yeah, I will.
Let me see here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, well, you're so.
Yeah.
It's
like a new life. It's almost like a new life ahead of you.
Okay.
So this year is about healing. So I'm sorry.
Family member. Do you see any family members in around or anything in that area
for next year?
I mean, Just whatever, it doesn't matter when. Just, I don't really have anybody.
Well, see, the reason why I said next year is because this year you're kind of like going to be in seclusion. You know? You're going through a serious...
I don't know.
You're really going through a serious healing process. You got people that love
you.
Well,
I don't know if that's good. Well, see, I have a... Well...
Take your time.
I have a daughter. She's like, 20, and we're kind of, I know it's not good to be at odds with your daughter, I don't know. She's probably just going through her selfish phase or whatever, but do you pick up anything on her?
Okay,
let's
see.
Thank you very much.
What's her name?
Uh-oh. That don't sound too good. it's this weather we're having. I don't know where you're at. But, oh, no. It's not good.
Yeah, that's my asthma.
Oh, no. Okay.
No. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I had a piece of candy.
Oh.
I had a piece of candy that tastes like blackjack. Okay, I'm ready. What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Kara. Kara is her name.
T-A-R-A?
It's T-E-R-R-A, like the earth.
How old is she?
She's 19.
It was her birthday.
April 13th.
Let's look at her. She doesn't live with you?
No, she's with her dad. He's got
I got separation business here.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Mm-hmm. Separation business,
not very far away from
sharp. She has, like a sharp, sharp type of attitude.
Yeah, she does.
She has a sharp attitude. And then she goes cold.
Yeah.
One minute she has a sharp attitude, and then she just goes cold.
I mean, she does. Well, I mean, I'm the same way. I can't. Really, you know, it's funny how your kids, you know, yeah, it's like, you know.
Like, but are you guys? I'm sorry, you guys almost look like communication is going to occur. You making some plans to go eating? You guys making plans to go out and eat or something? Because it shows communication.
I'm going to reach out. I'm going to, I'm going to reach out and do.
Because it shows the communication here, and then it shows, like, the two of you coming together and, like, you guys are going to kind of, like, go out and eat or something.
Yeah, I see that.
And she comes up smiling. She comes up, well, she comes up as loving you. That's how she come up. She comes up as loving you.
Okay, good.
And,
maybe she's just waiting for me.
She shows
her
needing you.
Hmm?
She comes up as needing you. Love you. And she needs you.
Okay,
but I don't know why she feels like she can't let her guard down. My goodness.
Right, I don't know why either. Maybe she takes after me.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. That could be it. But I got to be there. Yeah, that could be it. So I can't really.
Yeah, she's guarded. Does she like ice cream?
Yeah, she likes ice cream.
Well, make sure when you guys go out that you guys eat ice cream together, okay?
Okay.
Because it looks like it softens her up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I will. Thanks.
She's a sweet girl. She's a sweet girl.
She
you
is.
You know why? But she almost looks like she's carrying a burden on her shoulders. Oh,
you
my
think?
God. Why? What's wrong with her? Oh,
she
boy.
Is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She looks like she's carrying a burden on her shoulders.
I don't know why.
She should just be, just enjoy being young. Yeah, she misses you, love you.
All right.
Let me look at her father. Let me look at dad.
I was told that she was my mom in a tough life. I could totally see that. So she's probably got that residual energy of, you know, feeling like that. So I could totally see that.
Okay. Let me see here. Excuse me.
She's one of those mother hens, you know, that she just...
That's special.
Yeah, she's a special gal. She really is sensitive, and she's very wise beyond her years, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very good. Very fortunate.
What's her dad's name?
Her dad is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y. She's Tara, and he's Terry. Why? What are you picking up on something about him?
Let me see.
Yeah. I mean,
how old is he?
He's like 9 years older than me. He's his birthday's February 20th. I want to say. Well, 9 years.
That's
older
okay. That's
okay,
good.
Yeah.
That's
oh
good.
Yeah,
that's
you
good.
Don't need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me look and see.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
No problem.
They don't really talk. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to read this. It almost feels like some separation and distance. Then it kind of feels like like they don't talk or something.
Well, you know, he works a lot and.
Yeah, he comes up like on the go a lot. What does he? Does he drive a truck?
He does. He does. The tool truck is good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for one of those big tool, you know, I don't know, Mac tool or whatever. That's what he does. It's a big old truck.
When she
big,
comes up feeling empty, I want you to know she feels empty and lonely.
Oh,
baby.
Okay.
Yeah, she does. Wow.
I'm calling her tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Because
I'm
she's laughing.
She
didn't.
Well, I wonder why she doesn't call me, darn it.
She's
stubborn.
She's just being stubborn. Mm-hmm. Stubborn. And I think maybe not wanting you to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, she got it. She's in control, you know?
Okay. She's trying to be
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's
all
what
right.
I kind of get.
Yeah, probably. You're right. Right.
But you do that.
You
Yeah. So you
thank
take
you.
Her, you know, you meet up with her and you guys go out for a bite to eat.
I will. I'm done.
Don't
gotta
forget about
tomorrow.
The ice cream.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Thank you for your time and your help. I appreciate all of your insight. I really do.
You're welcome, honey. Okay.
You're very
take
nice.
Care now.
Oh, okay.
Bye bye.
God bless. Thank you so much.